Something for Down the Road.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Today, President Obama unveils a spending plan that includes a health coverage package that costs more than $500 billion. And it tucks away a little something for banks in case the need arises. Here's Marketplace's Dan Gretsch.
4 months back, the Bush administration passed a $700 billion bank bailout known as the TARP. Real estate analyst Jack McCabe says it will take trillions to get the credit market going again.
We literally have over a $2 trillion shortfall in spending over the last few years, and the $700 billion only replaces about a third of what's necessary.
Obama's proposed budget sets aside another $250 billion for the banks. The president is calling it a placeholder that he may not have to use. But McCabe says down the road, even more funds will have to be set aside.
Well, I think the money's always available because the one thing the government has that the rest of us don't have is a printing press.
McCabe says the bigger hurdle is the willingness of the American people to saddle their grandchildren with debt. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Investors seem to like the bank backup. Well, the Dow is up about 50 points at this hour, about 0.75%. The NASDAQ up just flat for the most part, up about 0.1%, and the S&P 500 up about 0.75% as well. European markets up 1 to 2.5% as they closed this hour, and Asian markets closed flat or down just a bit. General Motors is just one big cash guzzler. It reported this morning that last quarter it lost nearly $10 billion and blew through another $6 billion more. That means the automaker will have to go back to the federal trough looking for help. It's the latest blow for a company that just can't seem to get any traction. Here's Marketplace's Jennifer Collins.
For all of last year, General Motors lost $30.9 billion.
It's a huge number.
That's Ray Wirt, editor-in-chief of the autoblog Jalopnik.com.
To say that it was unexpected would be fallacious. Anyone needs to just take a look at the auto sales market, and you could see that $30.9 billion actually sounds about right.
But the market's showing no sign of restarting anytime soon, and GM's well on its way to blowing through a $13 billion loan it took from the government last year. So today, its executives will be back in Washington with a rather simple pitch.
Please give us more money.
GM has asked for $30 billion in total aid, and the U.S. has until the end of next month to decide if it'll ante up. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
The Labor Department says first-time jobless claims were up to 667,000 people last week, the highest level in 27 years. Another sign the economic fallout continues. The government says big-ticket orders fell by 5.2% in January. That's bigger than expected. And the fallout cutting into demand from customers in the United States and abroad, U.S. factory orders have fallen now for a record 6 straight months. One small ticket item in 1938 could draw some Man of Steel-sized cash today. A rare copy of the action comic book that launched Superman is up for auction. Comic went for a dime when it was released. Today, it's expected to sell for maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars. We'll see if the fallout acts like kryptonite on this sale.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce emissions. CSX, how tomorrow moves. American Public Media presents Repossessing Virtue, fresh thinking on the moral, spiritual, and ethical aspects of the economic downturn. Gain perspective at speakingoffaith.org.
There's a vote in the U.S. House on a measure aimed at helping homeowners facing foreclosure. The plan allows struggling mortgage holders to go before a bankruptcy judge to reduce principal and interest on those loans. The mortgage industry, of course, doesn't like the bill because it'll cost them more money. It's because of all those bad loans that were in the situation to begin with. American banks such as Citigroup seem to be burning through cash by the day. And just this morning, the Royal Bank of Scotland, RBS, reported it lost $34 billion last year. That's the largest loss in British corporate history. There is a central player in all this drama on bank balance sheets. In accounting, it's called a write-down. And it's the focus of our latest Marketplace Decoder. Here's Bill Radke.
Rather than start with a bank, let's go visit the Johnsons. Mrs. Johnson has been looking at the household financials.
Honey, I know you wanted to build a deck out back. I think we should hold off.
Why? I thought you said we were in good shape.
We were on paper, but now we have to write it all down.
You need a pencil?
No. I mean, write it down like accountants do. When a company's assets aren't worth what they used to be, the accountant, you know, me, writes down their value.
Honey, we're not a company.
But we do have assets. Our investments lost 30%. We have to write them down.
The Johnsons are clearly having a tough time right now, but imagine how things look for America's banks. Dennis Beresford is an accounting professor at the University of Georgia. He says banks and other companies are dealing with write-downs almost every day.
It's simply a loss that a company has had to take as a result of some transaction that they've made in the past.
The accountants record the new lower asset value on the company's balance sheet. Like the Johnsons, they literally write it down. Now, we're not too worried about the state of the Johnsons' portfolio, but we are worried about the banks. They are writing down everything from shares to houses to companies they've acquired.
If a bank writes down the value of its securities or its loans, then they're going to have less capital. That reduces the equity that they have and their ability to make loans in the future.
Fewer loans means less growth, and that's bad news for everyone. But here is some worse news. Banks only have to write down assets if they're willing to trade them. As for the assets a bank wants to hold on to, well, the bank can price those assets at what it hopes they'll be worth. Which means we won't know a bank's true value until it feels like coming clean. I'm Bill Radke for Marketplace.
Let's check the markets again, shall we? The Dow up about 0.8%, 62 points at this hour. The latest on the numbers, podcast 2, and our online host, Scott Jagow, insidemarketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college accountant? How does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox, and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.